kwazwai 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 mure Zimbabwe ndinomukamchira muchongwa chedu chevechidiki uchelo The Connection ndinami Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe mose to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling everything and anything youth related. Usually I like to say we're coming to you live from Studio 7 Voice of America, but today we're coming to you from my couch, and unfortunately the program tonight is a pre-recorded. But nonetheless, mure Zimbabwe tiripano, we're coming to you from Washington DC on Tuesday the 7th of April 2020. Zimbabwe, I'm your host Mike Hove. Namhla kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo sithinta udaba lwegciwane le-coronavirus. Nyaya ye-coronavirus iyathi ningathi yavhiringidza pasi rose. Thus far, mure Zimbabwe, the global pandemic that we're talking about, umkhuhlane we-coronavirus, is responsible for taking over 76,000 lives. Ngiyaphinda njalo, 76,000 lives. The last time we spoke, lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo last week, we were talking about 30,000 lives that were lost. Now, this means that just within the space of a week, the number has practically doubled. Now, over 1,300,000 people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. This increased last week, we were only talking about 800,000 people. So, of course, the number has increased. Now, if we focus on what's happening in Zimbabwe, elizweni lethu, yesterday we saw a Ministry of Information confirming ukuthi there are now 10 people who have tested positive for COVID-19. And unfortunately, well, some would say fortunately, because that means not a lot of people have died due to it. But unfortunately, we have lost one person, 30-year-old Zororo Makamba. Now, the Ministry of Information and their tweets further informed the nation. Let me read the tweet as is. It says, the amount of people that have been tested thus far for COVID-19 are 371 people, of which 361 people have tested negative, 10 positive, and one, like I mentioned earlier, on passed away due to COVID-19, who was a young Zororo Makamba. Now, they further informed the nation that the 10th person to test positive for COVID-19 is a 24-year-old female based in Harare, who arrived 2 weeks ago from the United Kingdom. This 24-year-old lady is currently clinically stable and in, I quote, self-isolation at home. As for the 9 cases alive to date, they're being managed and recovering under self-isolation at home. Saka ndiyo nyaya tinayo nathi muchirongwa, ndiyo nyaya yathi kubata umkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Siqhubekela phambili sixoxa ngalo mkhuhlane, sixoxa labasakhulayo, tichibata nyaya tichinzwa kuti chiri kunyatsonetsa chii, and well, of course, how can people prevent it? As we speak, mure Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, suppose we carry by 4930 and 15460 kilohertz bushwick wave. I must remind you, mure Zimbabwe, once again, unfortunately, this program is pre-recorded due to the fact that as we speak, I am working from home ngenxa yalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus. So, unfortunately, you won't be able to call in as usual. Nonetheless, mure Zimbabwe tiripano, pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uchelo The Connection, ndinami Mike Hove. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese ari kupinda muchirongwa, chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection ndinami Mike Hove. Now, I mentioned earlier on ukuthi uhlelo lolu is not live, it is a pre-recorded program. However, ndilapho kusitshela imibono yenu mayelana ngalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus ukuthi how is it affecting your lives. Ilizwe lethu sikhuluma nje has entered week 2 sikuhlelo lukahulumende olwe-lockdown. So we want to hear from you ukuthi eningi lenu, how are you surviving during as the nation enters week 2 of the lockdown? So you can text us your opinion, you can text us your feedback on +12024650318 per WhatsApp. Or if you're looking to catch up with me, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at BigMike3. So you use the name BigMyke3. Ndipo pamunokwanisa kundipata mure Zimbabwe. Tikunzwa vamwe vachichema-chema nenyaya iyi vachiti, for 21 days they're not sure how they're going to survive. Says tichitarisa kuti vazhinji munyika vanoita mabasa emaoko. A lot of people in the country survive off these vendors are part of the informal sector. Now, unfortunately, President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced ukuthi only people who are part of what they call the essential services are going to be working and functioning throughout this time that they are calling the lockdown, which means ukuthi abantu who are doctors, abantu who work in banks, abantu who are, of course, policemen, and recently announced Ute, the farmers will also be partaking and be part of what they're calling the essential services. How am I supposed to survive for the next, you know, what's left of the 21 days? Vasina chikafu nukutuwa jinji, but 3 days za waka piwa ni mtungamiru wenyika were not enough to ensure kuti one vanwana chikafu that will last them the next 21 days. And of course, vajinji waru kuchema wachita hanzi, nyaye mfura ndeimwe ya neta. So we're going to be having youth that are going to be joining us on the program today, and they're going to be highlighting what's going on. We're looking to talk to medical experts. We're looking to talk to farmers. And of course, I catch up with youth who are in these areas that they are titling as in, you know, places whereby people are looking out for places, high density suburbs such as Mbale. But before we move over Muriya, Zimbabwe, let us head over to some of the good things that people are doing in society in order to benefit people during this lockdown. Charissa, earlier on, I mentioned, Kuti, with that in mind, the Community Water Alliance has recently started a program whereby they're helping sanitizer. Let's head over to Hard Life Mutsingwa of the Community Water Alliance, who tells us more from Soropezo Chirongwa Ichi. Muriya, Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Hard Life Mutsingwa. Vanga chinyatsitsanangura chirongwa chavainacho icho chine chinangwa chokubatsira vanhu vekuHarare uko varikusangana nedambudziko recoronavirus. But now, earlier on, I mentioned kuti kune vanhu vazhinji varikusangana nematambudziko akasiyana siyana during this 21-day lockdown. Now, we got a couple of videos courtesy of Roots. They are out there, Ivo Vane Chirongwa Chavo Upo. They're within the communities, Vachipatira, Vanu Arusana and Matambutsuka Siana Siana. As we speak, Roots has their program whereby they are helping Vanu Arusana and Nambutsiko, Rukshaiko Kuchikafu. Earlier on, I highlighted Kuchwa Jinji, Vanganish Chemo, Vachi Havanakuana, enough time for them to set aside enough money to buy food and supplies that they need to last them throughout the 21 days. A lot of them even complained and said, you know what, to even begin with, they don't make enough money for them to be able to purchase that that amount of food that would last them for 21 days. A huge chunk of the youth in the nation are vendors and people that are, you know, that survive off making money on a day-to-day basis, and hence what it means is a lot of them are actually purchasing their food as they go. So with that in mind, a lot of people started complaining, which Sha. Muchiti 21 days Trimutsimba Zunganetsa with that that has led to several different things. Katarisa in some stores panika panima line a cow maga panivan waka wandrisa the chokwa zukurusa so and the health experts are saying that's another caution thing. That's another thing that people should be concerned about because these people, whilst in that line, are not abiding by the laws of social distancing. Njalo sikhangela njalo at the boreholes, abantu bayakhala besithi ezindlini zabo they're not receiving water, so a lot of them are going out in their masses beyodinga amanzi. Let's head over to omunye umama obexoxa lo Beatrice Savage ke wenhlanganiso Roots. Bekhala ngempela besithi 21 days ziningi zishabanetha zikhulusa. Let's head over to
electricity ayisikwenda nditi electricity is okay pamvura manje unokuma mvura kusina apati kwenzi 1 meter apart anditi muri kuona kurai 1 meter apart here daiva titiwo mvura ichibuda nyangwe zvayo isina kupurifaiwa mvura yacho ka tikabudawo mudzimba matoilet anoda utsanana patinofamba pepa tichiti vaine utsanana ivaine utsanana ka hapana utsanana hunoitika because mvura hakuna mvura ko am inenge yaenda vanhu tinokwati pakiupa mabhoho kuchera mvura ino munhu wekatobudisa mvura inenge yakatochina zviri nani kana mangwende mvura yacho inobuda yakatsvukuruka hatizoziva kuti mvura yacho yakanaka here kana kuti chii saka kuchema kwatiinako ka sehurumende ngaipindiroka yoenda kune masvitipadza dzeduwo kuti mvura ngaitsa here tiwane mvura pai mulocation because lockdown ikai tikaona mvura mulocation hatizoswa takaungana kudai so ende sesisii macommunity care workers ka hatizofamba tichiti 1 meter apa 1 meter apati munhu anenge achitoziva saka ndozvatiri kuchema nazvezvo
manzwa ka kuna maya vanga vachichema zvikurusa vachiti nyaya ye-1 meter apart inogona kunetsa so bayakhala ngempela besithi hulumeni sicela ukuthi lisisize ngamanzi njalo udaba lolu lwegesi kumele ugesi kumele lungahambi saka ndiyo ndiwo matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhu vazhinji munyika vanhu vazhinji vari kuchema vachiti udaba lokuswelakala kwamanzi njalo impupu is leading to abantu abaningi ngempela lining up in their long lines vari kuzviborani njalo bangaphandle kwesitolo bedinga phela impupu throughout that time a lot of people within the civic spaces sixoxe njalo lo sakhulayo usali mlambo ngomunye wabasakhulayo esixoxe labo usali yena is in Manicaland echathisa ngempela esithi udubo lukhona ngale Manicaland it seems to be something that's happening all over the country is eningi labantu whilst within these queues abahloniphi umthetho lo owe social distancing besithi umuntu kumele abe at least a meter or two apart ukuze bebone ukuthi umkhuhlane lo it doesn't spread like wildfire. But now let's head over to our medical expert esilaye namuhla kuhlelo ibizo lakhe nguChido. Now let's dive into it. Murukunzwa vanhu vazhinji vari kuchema nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemvura. A lot of people are complaining vachiti vada kubuda nehuwandu hwavo vachinotsvaga upfu because a lot of people didn't get enough time to find essentials that will last them throughout the duration of the 21-day lockdown. Now, you're a medical expert. A lot of people seem to be scared because they feel as though people are in their numbers. Like I'm here on my line and they're not respecting social distancing. What exactly does this mean? What exactly are they putting on the line when they're talking about, when they're not respecting these laws of social distancing?
Based on what I've heard so far, I think people are right in their concerns. I think we do have some real challenges. Hatinganye perane kuti mvura haiskunetsa, hatinganye perane kuti hupfunoda kutengwa, and when you go out to the supermarket, there are a lot of queues for people who want to buy, who want to get water. And one of the things that is very, very important for COVID-19, like you mentioned, is social distancing. So kana tichienda muhwandi hwedu ipapo, there is a risk of contracting the virus. And one of the things that I can say is zvizhinji zvachona zvatinokwanisa kudzivirira zviri mumaoko edu. So when we go out into those queues, as citizens, as community members, tinofanwa kurongana pachedu, tinofanwa kubatsirana pachedu, kuti kana tiri mukue machona ngatikurudzire kuti timaintaine that distance ye-1 meter. Kana taenda kuchibhorani pakati pedu, we need to decide kuti alright, uyu ngamirapo, uyu ngamirapo, uyu ngamirapo, kuti tidzivirire kuspreada kweutachiona uyu.
a lot of people think, you know what, Chirwere ichi chirikubva kunyika dzakafanana na China. And if you look at the numbers of the people who have tested positive are people who actually have the luxury of traveling outside of the country. Does this mean that the ordinary person, Nuyanugara, maybe in the high density suburbs who has never traveled, now they're not at risk? Because this is how some people are treating it.
Tinotanga chiti yes, inenge ya Zimbabwe nevanhu vanenge vakashanya kumiridze makungwa. However, there is also a possibility of community transmission. So, sezvaombotaura Mike kuti Zimbabwe pari zvino mune 10 cases. Pane 10 achona pane one a gentleman who came from Dubai, but we now know kuti kutravela kwakaita akauya muZimbabwe akatopawo hama dzemba make the virus. So I think there's already cases of Africans, Zimbabweans, and also Zimbabweans who haven't traveled contracting the virus from people that they've come into close contact with.
Chido, we've highlighted that several different countries right now are currently going through a lockdown period. Amongst them is Zimbabwe, South Africa, Botswana. Even here in the United States of America, we're all in a partial lockdown. It's just that they're calling it a stay-at-home order by the governors. But somehow the numbers are still going up of people who are either A, dying of coronavirus, or people who are B, testing positive for coronavirus. Now, could you explain to me as to why this is happening, especially during a time whereby people are becoming more aware of the consequences of the coronavirus?
Okay, so one of the things that is important when we try and look at the number of cases that we see is an understanding of the disease progression. Mm-hmm. So coronavirus, once you get infected, until you start to show symptoms, so talking about the virus nasi from Munwando Garanai, I'm going to start showing symptoms between 2 to 4 days from the time that I contract the virus. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening in China, for example, is they had their lockdown towards the end of January, but up until recently, they had still been having an increase in cases. And that's because once you contract the virus, it's going to be about 2 weeks until you start showing symptoms, up to 2 weeks until you start showing symptoms. Kazhinji kachona, before you start showing symptoms, munachata apa mwenda ngobatira flu, haisi corona, uchambogara kumba kwemazuva. Kana zvatanga kuchidzimba, then maybe that's when you then say, okay, let me go to the hospital. Then you start getting, then you get tested, and then the test results come out. So while a lockdown is effective to stop the spread, so now if we have a lockdown, a lot of people are not going to be moving around and passing it on. Mm-hmm. But even then, people that have contracted it, it takes some time for symptoms to show. It takes some time for them to present. And so we will still see cases for up to 3 weeks if we stop coming into contact with anybody at all. Mm-hmm.
Initially, when this whole thing started, a lot of young people sought comfort in the idea that coronavirus is either A, affecting people with weak immune systems, or B, people of an older generation. But somehow we're finding that young people in Zimbabwe are becoming more and more susceptible to coronavirus. The first death we had was Zoro Makambo, was 30 years old. The 10th victim, or the 10th person to contract coronavirus in Zimbabwe is 24 years old. What does this mean for young people all over the world?
I think what it means is that everybody needs to take the coronavirus seriously. While exactly like you say, the initial data showed that the risk of dying was higher among people that had other comorbidities that were all older, you can still contract the coronavirus if you're younger. And even when you're younger, a lot of people have comorbidities that they're not aware of. Sometimes if you have lung conditions, for example, they don't become apparent until you have some other infectious disease that attacks your lung function. Mm-hmm. And so we're all at risk. We all need to take it seriously. While I, as a young person, might contract coronavirus and recover, I live with my mother, who is much older and has other comorbidities. So I can't be going out to parties and then coming home kuna mama, because I put my mother at risk. And if she contracts it, her risk of dying due to coronavirus is higher than myself. So yes, right now the data shows that the probability of dying if you're younger is lower. However, if you're younger, you can still transmit the virus. And so we all have a responsibility to contain COVID-19.
All right, Chido, let me hold you there for 1 second. Let us head to another video of Sibona Ukuthi amaphoyisa elizweni, the police. What exactly are they doing to help abantu during this time whereby there's a lockdown? I see as well. And then, amaphoyisa ayahlukuluza abantu. But last week, Sibona amaphoyisa bephuma ngobunenge babo cleaning indawo ezitshiyeneyo. Let's head over to Senior Assistant Commissioner Uport Nyati Sizwe Ukuthi. Yena, what exactly were they doing last week in Dawene's Cheneo, especially in the high density suburbs as far as Lapumbare? Let's head over to them.
Panenge pachitaurwa kuti mapurisa ari kufamba achiongorora kuti zvakamira sei, vanhu vanzwisane nemapurisa vasaite misikanzwa, uyezve vateerere kana pakanzipo pane maexemptions. Vanhu vane maexemptions ndivo vanofanira kunge vachiita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvavakanzi vaite. Saka toda kutenda veruzhinji, nekuti tinoona kuti vanhu vasungwa vashoma. Muzimbabwe mune vanhu vanotora 14 million asi tikaita savanhu vasungwa iko zvinoizvi havasi kupfuura kana havasi kusvika kana chiuru. Saka zvinhu zvatoda kutenda izvozvo kuti zvinhu zvirambe zvakadaro, nyika ichibatsirana kurwisana nechirwere checovid-19.
All right, that was the Senior Assistant Commissioner. Uve kuluma ngempela esithi bona njengamaphoyisa, they are very happy ngenxa yokuthi number one on Sunday sixoxa njalo lo Nick Mangwana. So uve chasisa laye ekhuluma esithi umongameli laye is just as excited esithi abantu bona bakhanya ngani they're respecting umthetho wafakwa about i-20 lockdown, i-21 less days. Siyabona abantu ngempela ukuthi abantu abaningi abaphumi, but still people running out of sangana netambudziko rekungosangana neuwandu wavo. So let's head over to our medical expert Sizwe Ukuthi. What does she have to say about what happened last week? So Chido, last week we saw the police vachienda kune ma high density suburbs vachifumigate, vachiclean. Is this something positive? What does this mean for anupato taiwanese nyaya yeutsana?
So it is positive in the sense that if we can try and disinfect the spaces that we live in, it can help mitigate the spread of the virus. So one of the things that we know about the COVID virus is that it's spread through droplet infection. And so if I have the virus and I cough, for example, onto a surface, the virus can survive on that surface for a specific duration of time. And so even in our homes, and exactly like what the police are doing, trying to disinfect all spaces, that's one of the measures that we can take to try and stop the spread of the virus.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at what's happening in our neighboring nations, whereby the coronavirus seems to be cleaning house. If we look at places like South Africa, we have thousands of people that have tested positive for coronavirus. We have thus far over 3 people that have died due to coronavirus, of which, might I highlight, a lot of them are youth. In South Africa, they're now starting to execute what they calling a door-to-door testing process, whereby they're trying to test people from a door-to-door place, especially in places whereby they're what they call an hotspot. Do you think that this is something important for us to implement in a place like Zimbabwe?
So I think all testing is positive. So we start off by asking why are we testing, and the reason why we're testing is that testing helps us understand the burden of disease in our context. It helps us plan our healthcare facilities. It helps us also, once we've identified the people that have the virus, we can then isolate them so that they stop spreading the virus to other people. So testing is really, really important. If our government does have the capacity to start door-to-door testing, it's one of the things that would be recommended to be done. But one of the things that I think we also need to be cognizant of when we think about COVID-19 as context. Mm-hmm. So while South Africa might have the resources to test and might have resources in terms of the finances to procure the test, the lab capacity, the staffing capacity, if they have the actual nurses to go out and do the testing in the community, that would be great. But we need to be honest with ourselves and say, okay, if we were to implement this in Zimbabwe, do we actually have the capacity? And another one of the things to consider is that we do know that in South Africa, there is community spread of COVID-19. So like you correctly mentioned, there are hotspots that have been identified. And so they know that, okay, in these areas, there's a lot of COVID-19. And so if we go door to door and isolate the people that are positive, it can yield results. Based on the testing that's happening in Zimbabwe, we don't have a lot of evidence per se of community spread. We have only 10 cases. We don't have clusters of COVID-19. And so one of the questions that we would then ask is, where would they target? Are we going to test the whole country? If we're going to test the whole country, do we have the resources?
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at Zimbabwe as a case itself. So far, only 371 people have been tested. I can't make that assumption. It's actually been proven. More than 371 people have entered the country throughout the time the whole coronavirus thing became a problem. So if we have only tested 371 people, is this even enough?
That's a very good question. It's a very good question. I'm on Twitter and a lot of people are talking about, why we're not testing a lot of people. And like I mentioned before, testing is important. It's one of the things that can help us almost nip the virus in the bud, because once we identify the people that have the virus and those people are isolated, we can quickly stop the spread of the virus. So, yes, definitely we need to test as many people as we can. Different governments are using different strategies. There's also different algorithms as to who gets tested. Mm-hmm. So, for example, like you mentioned, it might be that we test everybody who is coming through our borders. But as you know as well, we had over 13,000, I think, is the number that was in the media of people who came through our borders. Do we have the capacity to test 13,000? Mm-hmm. So it might be that we are prioritizing who we test based on who presents with symptoms. Mm-hmm. That's, like I mentioned, a strategy that is based on your context, based on your resources. And also one thing that's important to note is that that strategy can change. It's exactly like you mentioned, the South Africa example is that initially they weren't testing door to door, but one of the things that probably happened is they noticed that there are hotspots, they noticed that there's community spread of the virus. And so the next strategy that they could then put in place was, door to door testing in areas where they've noticed clusters of COVID-19.
Uh-huh. Now, let's talk a little more about the testing facilities that we have. We hear doctors, a lot of them are in fear because they feel as though Zimbabwe is not equipped enough to fight COVID-19. They feel as though a lot of doctors and medical personalities do not have the necessary equipment to be able to assist, for example, people that have coronavirus. We don't have enough gloves and ventilators and so forth. What does this mean in total? Because, and I must highlight too, that this is not an issue that Zimbabwe is also facing. Even here in the United States of America, doctors are being told, if you don't have a mask, use a scarf. So what does this mean for Zimbabweans?
I think we've had a big run-in period when it comes to COVID-19. So we've seen what's happened with other countries. We've seen that what COVID-19 does is it puts a strain on the healthcare system. And so one of the things that we should have been doing is getting ready for, increased hospitalizations due to COVID-19. We've seen a lot of talk about it in the media. Like you said, they're trying to, in Zimbabwe, for example, ramp up Wilkins Hospital. There's talk about other private healthcare facilities. facilities. There's also talk of decentralizing testing. And I think those are some of the things that are really, really important. And those are some of the things that we need to start acting on now. Zimbabwe has a large rural population. If there is spread of COVID-19 to rural healthcare facilities, we need to start getting those facilities ready. If we need PPE, one of the commendable things that I've noticed is that some tertiary institutions and private organizations have started manufacturing this protective equipment for healthcare providers. We need to do that in earnest because if our healthcare system does get burdened, we're going to need to be ready. Doctors are going to need to be protected because the last thing we want is for our doctors to get sick.
The connection, Lilami Umaikove. Once again, Muriel Zimbabwe, unfortunately, we're not able to give you this broadcast live and so go in like we always do. What exactly are you guys facing during this 21-day lockdown?
I'm a quiet artist, aka Mr. Columnist to an Venetian. Guys, COVID 19, Ababis and your corona in the corner. Pambuling and social distancing as Kazanizanda always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Majid.
So, even musicians are starting to step in, but stay safe, respect the rules that are being set by people in authority. What does she have to say? We see now everyone has jumped on, hands-on, trying to help Zimbabweans all over the country. We've seen young people start off initiatives whereby they are using social media to educate each other on coronavirus. We're seeing, like we played earlier on, the police are taking it upon themselves to fumigate different areas. What else needs to be done to ensure that our number stays low in terms of people who have, A, tested positive for COVID-19, and B, people who die due to COVID-19?
So rightly put, COVID-19 is everybody's responsibility. The narrative has changed. While our government does have a responsibility to make sure that we have healthcare facilities, that the medical professionals have protective equipment, there's also responsibility on our service providers to make sure that, like we mentioned earlier, have water. But once all of that is done, there's still a responsibility on individuals. You and I need to make sure that we're staying home. There's government mandated lockdown, so stay home. If you don't need to go out, don't go out. If you do need to go out, make sure that you practice social distancing or physical distancing and stay at least a meter apart from the next person. It's also your responsibility to make sure that you wash your hands as frequently as possible. I know it's important, but it's still really important that with the little that we have, we do try and make sure that we wash our hands as often as possible.
Now, the whole testing procedure behind what it means to be tested for coronavirus. From step one up until the end, you either A, have coronavirus or you don't. How does it work? Just so that they have a brief understanding as to how the whole procedure behind being tested works.
Okay. So sekuziva kwatinoita tese corona yaparadida is a virus. And so the procedure for testing coronavirus is that we need to collect a sample. We need to collect a specimen. I'm a medical professional, so shandisa mashoko. But then chatenge tichida kuona kuti muro mako kana mino mako mune virus here ririmo. So when you go to a testing facility, what they do is vano collect a sample, vano pinza chinoita kunge chitanda mumino mako, and chitanda ichocho chine collect my body fluids ako anenge ari mumino imomo. Those fluids anobva aendeswa to the nearest lab. Mulab vanobva vaongorora
kuti muma fluids aiwayo mune virus here kana hamuna vachishandisa matest akasiyana siyana. Kuchirungu, the test that they use is it's called DNA PCR. And vanenge vachidango ona kuti virus corona ratinoziva here ririmo here mumwiri mako kana kuti hamuna vachishandisa matest iwayo. So it's something chinoitwa ku lab, it's something chiri very complicated, but the simple term is that vanenge vachida kuongorora kuti mumwiri mako virus iroro ririmo here kana kuti hamuna.
Chido, a lot of people are panic paanonzwa kuti watesta positive for coronavirus. Vazhinji vanobva vafunga kuti blast rinorova kuti vatorwa pasi. Could you explain to people what it means to be tested for COVID-19 and also highlight whether or not people can recover from COVID-19?
Once you have been tested for COVID-19, you can either test negative, which means kuti hauna coronavirus, or you test positive, which means kuti unayo coronavirus. Chatiri kuziva pari zvino maererano necoronavirus ndechekuti vanhu vazhinji vanokwanisa kunge vanayo and haitombokurwarise to the extent that uchapinda muchipatara. I think 80% of, I think we have data to show kuti vanhu almost 50%, which is kana tine vanhu 100, 50 vanhu vakawanzi vane corona, they don't even show symptoms. Havatomborware to the point yekuti vanoenda kuchipatara. Vazhinji vachona masymptoms aya anogona kungopfuura ega nekufamba kwenguva. So the symptoms can resolve over time, just like if you had a cold or something, you can get better over time. Kune vacharwara, kune vanoitawo nani futi, kune vachabatira vasingarware. And then kune a very small proportion yevanodzimbirwa neCOVID-19 vogona kushaya, which is 2% in some countries. It fluctuates based on whether or not those countries are testing as much. So are they picking up everybody with COVID-19? Some countries aren't testing as much, and so it looks like their mortality is high.
So that you mentioned that. So essentially, does this mean it's good or bad that we only have 10 people that are positive for COVID-19? People, like you highlighted, it depends on how many people you've tested. So when information is being sent out that we only have 10 people tested for COVID-19, like, for example, South Africa, over 1,000 people who have tested positive. Does this mean that as a nation, we're doing well with regards to abstaining or ensuring that we don't contract COVID-19?
Okay, I see what you mean. So, like you said, and like what I've been saying, is one of the things that's important to understand the burden of disease in a country or in a setting is testing. What we know from South Africa, for example, is very serious. They've tested a lot of people. I don't know the statistics offhand of the numbers that they've tested, but we do know that South Africa has implemented widespread testing, and so they're testing a lot of people, which means that they're picking up more cases. If you don't test, you don't know what's out there. Mm-hmm. And I think our test vanhu vakawanda tinogona kugara tichifunga kuti COVID-19 hakuna because hatisi kutesta. But the moment we increase our testing, it might be that we start to pick up more cases of COVID-19. So the fact that we have 10 cases now is good, but it may only be a reflection of the fact that we are not testing as much as our neighboring countries or as much as is warranted in our setting.
All right. Now, unfortunately, time is running out. So my last question to you, Chido, as we wrap up and I have to head over to other people in the segment is, do you think Zimbabwe is well prepared or has improved with regards to preparations to dealing with COVID-19?
I think you can never be, you know, completely 100% prepared. When it comes to COVID-19, we've seen how it's affected so many countries that are high income countries. We've seen China, we've seen Italy, we've seen the UK, we've seen the US, where you are actually struggling with dealing with COVID-19. And these are settings where we would think but even they are, you know, playing catch up with the virus. And so in terms of Zimbabwe, I think we are making efforts to try and prepare, but I don't think we can be over prepared at any point. So whatever we're doing, we need to step it up. If we have one facility, we need to try and get as many facilities on board. If we've trained 100 healthcare professionals, we need to try and train more. Have we gone to our rural areas? Have we made sure that we have my ventilators? Have we made sure Puti, my healthcare providers are going to get this protective clothing so that they don't contract the disease. Muma communities edu truko adia ere to lockdown. Ya tutoko na mti taita lockdown, but kana munuweza kafarara mstit tishangirana, apana zwa taita, that kind of thing. And so we can never be too prepared. We've had the benefit of seeing other countries, and so we need to keep stepping up. We need to do more and fast.
All right. Thank you so much, Chido, for taking time out to join us on The Connection. I really appreciate your time. And, well, stay safe. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.
All right. Moria Zimbabwe, mabakunzakuna Chido. Angashinyasa sanangura. Anzi, number one, abba andifungisa zakabotawra. Neva imbowe mchungamiru wenyika wa Robert Mugabe. Wachiti asante sana iwe neni chile basa. Wonke umuntu ngempela umsakazo muhle ukuthi kumele sisebenze ndawonye, kumele sidonse ndawonye to ensure ukuthi silakho kunqoba leli lo mkhuhlane. So sitshele umbono wenu umsulukandaba lemzwile uchilo echathisa ngempela esithi into yokuqala kuqasekile ngempela ukuthi wonke umuntu qhubekani phambili ligeza izandla ligeza izandla ligeza izandla lisebenzisa isepa. So, magati rachurumba shelu shelu chi iki mure Zimbabwe, ushelo The Connection, dinami umayko vove.
Corona, corona, hiri uzema ne corona, mambuwe, corona, hiri uzema ne corona, lockdown, chakango kara muzimba, mawango tijusana taiza, pura tijusa malemo. Ikoro corona, corona, tiri ujema ne corona, mamboe, corona, tiri ujema ne corona.
Hello, Mazimbabweans, magasimba eri, zitara mudini kwa Jazz Signal, aka Mr. Tina Rira. Nanguti ndikuye uchizene nye urwere wakadai kutiburira masoma chuku guys. Tika tigare muzimba, tigare maokweda akachena, tichigeza nesipo. Tichimwa zvedu mvura ine maremoni iyoyo guys, tichichengetedze utano. Nekuti chirwere ichi chiriko, chirwere ichi. Saka tichimirira kudya isusu vararama. Asi tichiri tichengetedze upenyu hwedu guys. Tichabude muzimba, tarai muri mumba guys. Mwesha kwa nekuchibude, tese tuchoto kukuda mba, chitende kunze, tukwanza kuruwa mango mbaji, asikuko neka, apana chukukwa nisika izizo. Chirungwe diwa nchungu tisichenge teze, tigare mumba, chichenge tuto utano wedu, geza maoko, mburega tuzeja malemo nishichichi, zuku diwa saka chiko shere izizo. Inangwe tindinokudaya guys, haraya mzimbaba, suwa pera izu, ayo atichafara. Jimanji, mwaruanu chichenge za mwari ndo wano chininura. I love you so much. I love you so much.
Why I say, Muria Zimbabwe, you heard there from Jazz Signal. I was noted as Kuru. Shout out to Jazz Signal's management for sending us this video. Maba, kuzokune muimbe, ane mkuru mbira, Jazz Signal, Ziggy. Anza umana, umana, gezaimaoko, and make sure, kuti, you abide by the rules that are set by the authority. Now, Mure Zimbabwe, one of the things that a lot of people were concerned about was, pakango bahwa munhu wane chete ane chirwere che coronavirus in the high density suburbs in places like area, places like Mbare. Apanogoda kuita problem chayo. Saka ndakaona chiri chinhu chakakosha kuti ndikurukure nevechidiki vari kuMbare tinzwa kuti pa-21 day lockdown vanhu vari kurarama sei kwavari. So I managed to catch up with three of them. Omunye wavo Blessing Piri, we had him on the program last week. Si Lo Shumirai, njalo Lo Tinashe. All three young people who live in Bari. Let's hear what they had to say about the lockdown echo now. Blessing, welcome to our program. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us on The Connection. How are you? How are things looking in Bari?
Well, I'd say the best it can be during the times like this.
that's the best response we could get. Thank you so much. So let's just start this off softly. How are things where they are, and what are things looking like? I'm sure Zimbabwe is now on day, what, 4 or 5 of the lockdown. How are things going so far where you are?
Well, the streets are empty. But it looks lifeless. Of course, you can come across one or two individuals, you know, just making rounds, probably going to the shops or, you know, just trying to see what's happening in Kunze. But compared to its normal numbers of people that know Namrodi, it's pretty lifeless at the moment.
So, logo ukushuthi abantu ngempela are responding to what uhulumende said when they said, stay at home.
Yeah, to an extent, singasho njalo. But you know, there is always room for improvement. People cannot stay indoors for 24/7. But then, on a nutshell, maybe on the surface, people are responding to the lockdown.
Ugo angitshela ukuthi you're sitting labangani bakho. So can you pass the phone over? See ukuthi bona what do they have to say about what's going on? Let's see. All right, so we'll start off. Magade, Shumi, and this is.
Yeah, this is Shumi.
All right, could you just tell our listeners your full name so that they know who I'm speaking to and what's going on?
All right, my name is Shumi Rai Maenga Hama. I'm calling from Mbare, Harare, Zimbabwe.
So, Shumi, how are things looking kwa muri kumbare ko?
Well, I can say I'm enjoying the silence. Yeah, it's something that we have never experienced in Bali. I'm really enjoying it. But somehow it has affected us in a negative way.
How is that?
The businesses, like here in Bali, most of the people, they live from hand to mouth. So, yeah, this whole crisis, yeah, it has really affected us in a negative way.
Asi mzvare ishumi ndichana ngureyo mashops achira akavhurika saka chiri kunyatsonetsa chii chiri kukutadzai kuti muende munotenga chokuti.
Well, only OK is open, but others, Mbari Musika, it's closed, fully closed. So yeah, there's nothing much that we can really do.
All right. Takaona last week ndipo pamutungamiriri wenyika, that's when he announced kuti pachange pane 21-day shutdown. Giving people a good 2-3 days to stock up on food and whatever it is they need. Do you think that was enough time for you as a person?
Yeah, but I think the time was very short. It was short, to be honest. Maybe we should have been given a week. Yeah, a week would have been better.
You highlighted that in Mbare there's not a lot of people right now, which ideally that means somehow people are responding to what government is saying when they say stay at home. What does this mean in terms of responding to rule of law in the country? Are people respecting the rules that are being set in terms of, okay, stay at home, social distancing, so forth? Are people responding to that?
Yeah, I can see that people are responding very well here in Mbare. Yeah, we are responding.
Okay, let me hear from the next gentleman, and then I'll come back to you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Mike, how are you? Yeah, good.
All right, could you just introduce yourself so that our listeners and callers know who you are?
Yes, thank you. My name is Tinashe Zik, and I'm a resident in Mbare, Zimbabwe.
Now, Tinashe, what do you do for a living?
I'm a recent graduate in medical laboratory sciences, and at the moment I'm doing my internship at Siemens Med Labs in the avenues.
Yeah,
but it's only that at the moment the public sector, like the government, Ministry of Health Organization, and at the moment I'm in private sector.
Now, we hear a lot of the cries that people are giving in information. Are people receiving a lot of information pertaining to the coronavirus?
Thank you. What I can say is at the moment, our government is trying by all means. They are actually doing their level best to make sure that everyone in the country gets the information that they should be receiving. We can see from our TV, ZTV in Zimbabwe, that every time that you turn on the TV, there is a COVID-19 message that's there. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for that. And also, maybe there is need for improvement maybe for those who are less privileged, who don't have TVs at home and things like that.
Dabo, Batanya, we're getting enough time to stock up on stuff and all that. How are things looking for you? You're doing your internship. How are things looking for you? How are you going to survive through the next 21 days?
The next 21 days, what I can say is it's going to be difficult, maybe starting from the second week up to the third. Because at the moment, people, they didn't have enough time to stock up food. And also during those the three days that we had to buy things, there was panic buying, and we couldn't get enough of the food. So it's going to be a challenge for the next two weeks, I guess. But what I can say is at the moment we are also getting food from OK, but hey, the queues there, they are very long, I can say.
Now, Wabatanya Kakosha Jukurusa, the issue itself of the queues are very long and a lot of people are getting to okay. What does this mean, especially when we talk about Chinchakakosha Panapanya social distancing? Are people still keeping their 2 meters away? They're just sitting right next to each other, forgetting the issue itself of social distancing?
It's a challenge. It's a challenge, actually, because so. Social distancing, they're saying we need about 2 meters, 1 to 2 meters. But hey, so social distancing is a little trick. But even with the 1 month and COVID, it's spread.
Which is something you highlighted, and it's a good thing. Thank God you're in the medical field or you have knowledge in the medical field. How do you go around based on my interviews that I tell you thus far, reasons me, I'm a vendor, so I have to go out there and figure it out day to day. How do you then go around educating people to understand, so that they can be well informed and understand how dangerous COVID is?
Yes, actually, at the moment, people, they fear hunger more than COVID. Maybe they are misinformed, but in those and owner at the moment. But there's need for COVID. And kuita izozo, maybe since it's still tendero famba around, maybe my WhatsApp. I know Boshanda, and we have been sending my messages, my WhatsApp, to go forward those who are really relevant. So, no, the only way I'm going at the moment. And also, prior to the lockdown, like my churches, like, for example, Kwangu Church, I'm going to try by all means to educate everyone on COVID, which is also a good thing, yes.
All right, Buriya Zimbabwe, Manzwa, Vechitiki, Varikumbare Oko. They were highlighting Zvaariku Sangana Nazvo panguva iyo nyika iri pakati pechirongwa icho chinonzi a lockdown. Apo takanzwa mutungamiriri wenyika achiti for the next 21 days, this was a last week, vanhu havasi kubvumidzwa kungofamba famba, hanzi garai kudzimba dzenyu. This is a way to ensure kuti aiwa chirwere checoronavirus, mukuhlane lo itsiwana lele ne coronavirus does not spread. So you don't need to have a intandokubonga abasakhulayo, uBlessing Phiri, uShumirai kanye loTinashe. Sibonge njalo uDoc uChido Chikwari, yena laye ube lathi namuhla kuhlelo. Sesifika emaphethelweni ohlelo namuhla, sigqiba uhlelo lwethu namhlanje. Mzulukandaba, ngibona ngani kuqakathekile for me to highlight the places where abantu can get more information on umkhuhlane lo coronavirus. Now, I've had the opportunity of speaking to several different young people who have initiatives that are currently running. that target helping abantu ababhekane ngalolu duko lokuswelakala kokusha abakatirisana netambudziko lokushayikwa kwechikafu nemvura parizvino during the 21 days. For those that don't know, ilizwe leZimbabwe selingenile phela week 2, kusho ukuthi sekusele one more week before the end of the 21-day lockdown. But throughout this time, abantu abaningi bakhanya ngale bayakhala besithi 1 week in kapshapera mvura hakuna. So abantu sebephuma ngobuningi babo. Abanye bangkhona abathi abalayo imali yokuthenga ukudla. So there's organizations such as Roots that are currently helping, working alongside uhulumeni kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa in distributing, you know, essentials that are needed, like sanganisira hupfu, sugar, nezvimwe. Roots is also currently working on an initiative whereby for women who are facing domestic abuse during this lockdown, kuthwa ikhoni indlu vane musha where you can go stay throughout the duration of the lockdown. That way, they ensure ukuthi at least amalungelo akho alakho ukuhlonitshwa. Sesixoxe njalo labasakhulayo abangaphansi kwenhlanganiso yona ethiwa yi-Platinum for Youth Developer, Platform for Youth Development ngale eManicaland. Sixoxe lo Salim Lambo ositshele ukuthi bona njengenhlanganiso, they're now using social media, they're using text messages to educate abantu emphakathini mayelana ngaleli gciwane. So if you're looking to get a hold of Salim Lambo or amalunga abenhlanganiso eya Platform for Youth Development, you can reach out to them via Twitter, you can reach out to them via Facebook, and that way it will lead you. For those that are only on WhatsApp or want to receive messages via SMS, head over to their social media pages and it will navigate you and directly way better. And you will lead to a certain point whereby you'll be receiving those messages and receiving more info on the coronavirus. For those that also have been following our reports for the past week, it says Ufreeman Chari. Ufreeman has a GoFundMe page whereby they're raising imali yona elenjongo yokusiza abodokotela njengoba elizwe ngixoxa lochilo. We highlighted ukuthi abodokotela elizweni bona babhekane loduko lokuswelakala kwempahla ngesikhiwa sithi i-protective gear. So aboFreeman Chari bona abenhlanganiso e-Citizens Initiative, they're currently in the process of fundraising money that will be used. They've already started donating some stuff last week, Sivone. They donated some stuff to Mpilo Hospital koBulawayo. At the same time, sesixoxe njalo labasakhulayo who were part of CBC, the old boys at CBC, who donated 400 liters of fuel to Mpilo Hospital. All these are initiatives that are being led by young people that target helping the nation as we fight against coronavirus. So, hi, Ntokozo Moshe, Sesi, Sigile Maphetheleni Ohlelo Namuhla. Thank you so much to everybody who paid attention. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us on our program. This broadcast will be available on Facebook, so head over to our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, Skonandialogo, VOA Shona, Apo Tichange, Tichikupai, Chirongwai, and you get to see the video products of this broadcast. Magatira Chirongwai, Chirongwai, Chikiki, Ohlelo, The Connection, Lilami Umai Kole.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int, or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
Aiwa, Muriye Zimbabwe, tashika kumagumo e chongwa chedu cha nasi. Thank you so much for paying attention. Nasi mchongwa chaka chichibata, nyayeje chirwere che coronavirus. Iti wanelele ele coronavirus. Thus far, the coronavirus has over a million people worldwide. Over 1,300,000 people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. Siyabona njalo over 700 people have passed on due to umkhuhlane lo coronavirus. But I must highlight ukuqakathekile ngempela ukuthi abantu bazwisise ukuthi if you test positive for che coronavirus, it doesn't automatically mean ukuthi hayi umuntu is now already passing along. Just like sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni, abantu can recover or abantu can survive ngaleli gciwane. However, there is no cure for it. So sikhuluma nje elizweni, there are 10 people who have tested positive for COVID-19. Thus far, 9 people are in self-isolation and recovering. The 10th person was a 24-year-old young female who flew into Zimbabwe 2 weeks ago from the United Kingdom. Thus far, of those 10 people who have tested positive for COVID-19, unfortunately, we have lost one life, who was the 30-year-old Zororo Makamba. Kwanele kwanamhlanje thwakathi omuhle eZimbabwe omuhle, sihlanganeni kuhlelo D-Connection ngeviki ezayo. Abafisa ukuxoxisana nami lilapho kungixhuma ku-Twitter njalo ku-Instagram, munokwanisa undibatha pa-Instagram nepa-Twitter at BigMike3 is a username BIGMYKE3. As I mentioned earlier on, this broadcast will be available on our 3 Facebook pages. Saka patino i-uploader aiwa muri eZimbabwe. Sinya iphaya pakanzi share kutsione unowandu wedu. Kwane nokwanamhla olivalisayo mthokazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle anoboneka ene mfaro njini Michael Hove. Tozosangana same time, same place next week. Bye bye.